The day the bride considered ordering a hit on the groom. Walking down the aisle, arm in arm with Dad, was the scariest, most exhilarating experience of her life so far. As she approached the priest and the groom, all she could think about was the ring and what lay beyond. The ring would make her the happiest she might ever be. The ring and all it stood for. What a gigantic leap that would be. She was so excited, she simply could not imagine what would be on the other side of this moment, the moment after the ring would rest secure and properly embrace her finger. The groom, watching his lovely wife-to-be floating closer and closer, was doubly excited today. His bride expected to wear the ring, but he had come up with something even better, something more enduring, more representative of the modern world in which they would live together. And she would be even more impressed with him because of his ingenuity, his leap of genius. The ceremony was a blur, during which no one, thankfully, grew hoarse or stumbled or stuttered. The priest said, "The ring, please," or something like that. Later, sitting in her cell, she would not remember the exact words. The groom, his ear-to-ear smile lighting up the chapel, pulled from his pocket a small electronic device and turned it on, holding it up for all to see. The image on the screen was three-dimensional, clearly focused, high-resolutioned, state-of-the-art and futuristic quality. The image was that of the ring. The priest's brow furrowed. The bride looked a bit dazed. The groom proudly explained, "This is the ultimate symbol of my love for you. This image is permanent, can never be lost. It will remain safe in the cloud forever. It can be laser printed and framed to go over our living room mantel." He took a deep breath, beaming his pride. "So, I give you this image in place of a mere ring, making you the first bride to embrace the future of 21st century technology, making the mere physical object of a metal ring obsolete and unnecessary." The bride's voice quivered. "Where's the ring?" The groom began repeating his explanation, but never finished, because at that moment the bride pulled a revolver from her bouquet and... The lover of books was enjoying the surprise party thrown together by his family and friends. And now came gift-opening time. Each package contained a book, since his wife had notified everybody in advance that books made him happier than any gift you could think up. There were big books, small books, new books, ancient books, profound books, gag books, readable books, and he dived into each package as if Christmas were here. Then one old friend handed him his final present, a Kindle, an electronic book that would make all his other gifts meaningless and obsolete, his friend explained, quite proud of his brilliance and predictive genius. The lover of books looked at the electronic object as if it were a brown shoe floating in a punch bowl at the senior prom. He glanced over at the pile of books he was looking forward to thumbing through, skimming, marking, bookmarking, highlighting, feeling, smelling, storing bits of note cards and confetti within, securely stacking around him like a fortress against the vulgarities of the 21st century. The friend was so pumped up about his profundity at giving this plastic and metal gift that he did not notice the lover of books reaching into the desk drawer and pulling out a revolver.